true story, this just is a true story.
Of Scotland, after the rain has been raining, my feet are getting wet, my trainers are soaking, I'm not bothered. See me out in the fields, looking on the ground with my little plastic bag. See what I've found, mushrooms. Little nipple-shaped mushrooms. Lovely Liberty Cap mushrooms. Beautiful Scottish mushrooms. What a great free thing to find. What an unusual thing to do to me mind. Take them back to me house. Spread the newspaper out. Put them out to dry. Make myself a pot of tea. And I don't need any milk and sugar for this particular brew. All I need is boiling water and mushrooms. Mushrooms. Feel my legs are going along. Feel my hands are going strange. Everything is rearranged. Everything is rearranged. Now I'm back out in the fields, laughing at the trees. Turn the volume down on the grass. Oh, that's better. Tripping my tits off, I'm like, oi. I can't tell if I need a piss or if I've already pissed myself. Can't tell if I have pissed myself. Put my hand on the front of my pants, I still can't tell. I don't know if my pants are wet or if it's just a cold day. I'm just not sure anymore. Tripping too hard to know whether or not I've pissed myself. And in the distance I saw a Scottish farmer. I say, mate, I'm not being funny, could you just touch the front of my pants please, so I know whether or not I've pissed myself, so I can get on with the rest of my trip knowing whether or not I have got wet pants. And Scottish farmer, he didn't help me out, man. He weren't helpful at all. He weren't even friendly, even a little bit friendly. I said, just touch me pants, then I know whether or not I've had a piss. And he told me to get off his land. I was like, fuck's sake! This isn't an issue of land ownership. It's just an issue of wet or dry pants. Just do a brother a favour, man. I'm tripping my tits off. All I need to know is whether or not I've pissed myself. I don't need to know who owns the fucking land. And when I thought about it a bit more, I thought, hang on. How can you own land? You can't pick it up and take it anywhere. How can you say you own it? Can you dig it up, put it in your rucksack and take it somewhere else? Can you focus? It's not being mental. You're mental, Scottish farmer. How can you own land? Only worms and squirrels and shit can own. When you're away, squirrels piss on your land, I bet you. Anyway, he didn't like me at all. He seemed to think I was some sort of upstart. And the next thing I knew, he was shouting at me a bit more and he said, get off my land. I said, oh, I've heard this shit till I'm fucking blue in the face, man, about your land. I said, how come it's your land? And then he explained to me how you acquire land. I didn't know this, but he said, my grandfather fought for this land. I thought, all right, that's how it works. So I said, bring your granddad out here then. I'll find come to touch me pants, to see whether or not I've pissed myself. And I wish I'd never said that. It's granddad was massive, hard as fuck, good at fighting, strong Scottish big fella, punching me in the head. Fucking hell, it really hurt, man, but the more it hurt, the more I laughed. Cause when someone's punching you, it's just so funny. The look on the face goes red. They look such a fucking dickhead. When they're punching you, so I just laughed, but the more I laughed, the more he punched me. And the more he punched me, the more I laughed. And the more he punched me, the more upset he got. He had a vein throbbing in his forehead like a massive coke fiend. He was shouting, punching me, sweating. And the next thing I knew, he died of a heart attack. Scottish farmer's granddad, he died of a heart attack. And now I own his land. And now I own his land. And now I own his land. If I could remember where it was. I was tripping off my tits when I owned that land. Now I can't remember where the land was or where it all happened. But do you know what did happen? I did piss myself.